It is May 15th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Financial Times published a special report, Risk Management, Financial Institutions. The description of the report is, Bank collapses prompt liquidity rethink. Hackers get more hands-on. Generative AI defines tactics. Interest rates rises, brings greater risk. Industry awaits fresh green guides. Strategic risk failure unites Credit Suisse SVB. Geopolitical guidance sought. The stories include, how should regulators react to new banking risks? The recent run of bank collapses has prompted global policymakers to review standards. Cyber risk. Can banks win the arms race? Constantly under threat from cyber criminals, the sector needs to be alert and react to new challenges. Is artificial intelligence the right technology for risk management? Despite regulatory issues and doubts over reliability, many believe AI will become more common in financial institutions. SVB failure highlights the need to manage interest rate risk carefully. After rapid deposit outflows at several U.S. lenders, banks need to review their business models. Strategic risk failure is what unites Credit Suisse and SVB. Toxic culture and strategic risk management are significant contributing factors to bank failures. Appetite for geopolitical risk management is growing. Consultancies are offering access to former top military and government officials to provide guidance on volatile events. And industry awaits update to FTC's green guides. Consultation on how to market sustainability comes amid global push against greenwashing. The Washington Post has a story titled, Seven Doomsday Scenarios If the U.S. Crashes Through the Debt Ceiling, that I think somehow lacks imagination. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing today launched Swap Connect, allowing investors to access mainland China's interbank interest rate swaps market. ICE published a discussion by Michelle Wong and Dr. Zhao Zhao titled The LIBOR Endgame, Term Rates in the Spotlight. Purdue University had the largest commencement in history with 9,776 bachelor's, master's, professional, and doctoral degrees walking individually across stages over nine ceremonies. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a story from the New York Times titled, Little Notice Part of GOP Bill Could Make It Impossible to Regulate. Government agencies have proposed dozens of major regulations so far this year. One specifies the kinds of operating cords that can be used on custom window coverings, and another would effectively require car makers to transition 2/3 of all new passenger cars to electric technology. Under a little notice provision in a House bill that passed this month, all of those regulations would need to come before Congress for a vote before they could go in effect. My comment, every regulation would need to be approved by Congress. Nothing would be approved. Welcome to chaos. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. How El Nino could scramble commodity markets. Climate patterns forecast is pushing up sugar prices and could threaten some U.S. farmers. El Nino hasn't even landed yet. That hasn't stopped it from moving commodity markets around the world. The hard-to-predict climate pattern, when powerful, can usher in intense drought or rainfall, upend output from the world's breadbasket regions, and whipsaw the prices of commodities. Brazilian sugar producers, American grain farmers, and international traders are bracing for the phenomena. But the cyclical shift in ocean temperatures can just as easily be a dud. My comment. Little boys can cause so much damage. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline. Bean shortage drives up the cost of even the cheapest cup of coffee. Cheaper Robusta in high demand amid cost of living crisis. Variety is used in instant coffee, espressos, and ground blends. The global cost of living crunch has pushed coffee drinkers to get their fix from cheaper brews, but a shortage of Robusta beans is making it increasingly difficult to find a budget-friendly cup. While many coffee lovers prefer the high-quality Arabica beans sold in cafes, Robusta is normally less expensive because the tree is hardier and requires less care, making it easier to produce in large quantities. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Fake Billionaire Hedge Fund Manager Ran Ponzi Scam, U.S. Says, from Bloomberg. Second was John Lothian's video compilation, Gary Gensler is the AGM speech, facial expressions, which was also in the top three on Thursday. Third was CME Group's LinkedIn post showing Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy at CME's Belfast office. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. crypto czar promises crackdown on digital platforms. Justice Department steps up scrutiny of industry racked by scandal and volatility. The top U.S. cryptocurrency enforcement czar is promising a crackdown on illicit behavior on digital platforms, saying the scale of crypto crime has grown significantly in the past 4 years. The Department of Justice is targeting crypto exchanges along with the mixers and tumblers that obscure the trail of transactions, said Un Young Choi, who was appointed director of the agency's National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team last year. The DOJ is targeting companies that commit crimes themselves or allow them to happen, such as enabling money laundering, she said. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Rest in Peace, Lumber Futures Contract That Jumped During COVID-19. New smaller contracts aim to boost trading, reduce price volatility. The lumber futures contract that soared during the pandemic and heralded the COVID building boom, broken supply chains, and inflation will trade its final session on Monday. The longtime barometer of wood prices and building activity is being retired and replaced with a new lumber futures contract in an effort by exchange operator CME Group to boost trading. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, EU gas derivatives market becoming less transparent, watchdog warns. ESMA says Russian invasion of Ukraine pushes more deals off exchange. More deals in Europe's 4 trillion euro natural gas derivatives market have moved off exchange since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine as squeezed companies try to save trading costs, the European Union security watchdog has warned. A report on Friday by the European Securities and Market Authority found the share of trades on the opaque over-the-counter market has jumped from 15% last summer to 27% this year, shifting from the regulated futures exchanges. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.